You're listening to A Country Breakfast Summer here on RN. Now to our special story on the man and the harvester that changed the face of agriculture around the world. Our colleagues in ABC Landline have been producing a special podcast series called Three Bags Full, updating on some of their most memorable stories. Today, we bring you Hedley Taylor's story.
The year was 1914 and life on the land was hard. But one New South Wales man came up with an invention that would change agriculture the world over. And then he was largely forgotten. 100 years later, and a segment on Landline has changed all of that. Welcome to Three Bags Full, a Landline podcast, updating you on the TV stories you loved. This is the story of Hedley Taylor and the Hedley Header. G'day, I'm John Taylor. In February of 2014, Tim Lee went off to a festival in regional New South Wales. Tim, what was the festival about?
John, it was sort of a field day, as agricultural people call it. It was out in a paddock under a blazing sun, and there was a big collection of vintage machinery, all belonging mostly to a local enthusiast, Kerry Peach, who we'll hear from in a moment. But Kerry got the collecting bug years ago, and over the years it went from balers for making hay right through to headers.
When I dreamt about it one night, 12 o'clock, you wouldn't believe this, about 12 o'clock one night, I woke up and I dreamt about having a harvest day. I've got all these headers sitting in the shed. Nobody's ever going to see them.
How much interest was there in this farm day?
It was one for the diehards. As I say, it was about a 41 or 2 degree day. There was just a ghastly whipping northerly blowing under a blazing sun. And there was all these stalwart old farmers, some of them on walking frames and wheelchairs, in this blistering heat, all watching on avidly. No one moved. It was just, you know, standing room or sitting room only. It was as this cavalcade rolled by over the course of the day.
Who was Hedley Taylor?
It's almost as though his name, Hedley, was a clue to what he would become. But he invented what was known as the header. Up till then, crops had been pulled out of the ground, essentially, and the grain, that you know, the crucial bit at the top, thrashed off with this machine. Hedley Taylor came up with a machine that absolutely transformed agriculture, because his machine actually chopped the heads off. It was a really big advance, but it was a pretty hard kind of thing to do. So this is Milton Taylor. He's a relative of Hedley Taylor.
Storms go through, as they always do every harvest time, and anything that got flattened virtually became a write-off, a loss. You couldn't get any insurance on it or anything. And Hedley was well aware of this, and he convinced himself that it must be possible to make a machine that can go get those tangled crops off. He left school when he was 14 years old. He had very little education, and he taught himself out of books on engineering. And he built the original machine. First one he built wasn't a success. That was in 1911. He got it out into the paddock, into a crop, and it just didn't work. So he took it back to the workshop, had a break for 3 weeks, stripped the whole thing down to the axle and the wheels, and started again.
And what he had was the ability with his device to raise and lower the bit that snipped the heads off the wheat. Is that right?
Dead right. It was a real revelation in how it was done. In fact, the mechanism, that revolving metal conveyor that lifts the grain, was still used up until pretty much the last few years. So it was an absolute invention way, way before its time.
It's one thing to come up with an invention, I suppose. It's another thing to have the economic muscle yourself to manufacture an invention that you've made. And so enter then Australia's largest industrialist at the time.
Yes, indeed. A guy called Hugh Victor Mackay. He was the largest industrialist in Australian history, essentially. There's a whole suburb in Melbourne called Sunshine, named after the Sunshine Harvester and his factory that occupied a great deal of land there in its heyday. When he saw Hedley's header, he was just blown away. And the story goes that he saw it go around for a half a lap of the paddock and said to Hedley, "You've got yourself a lifetime job. Come and work with me." When I did this story back in 2014, John, I caught up with a Mackay descendant. Strangely, Dugald Mackay lives just up the road from some of the Taylors, and this is what Dugald had to say about his great-grandfather.
He bought the patents from Hedley Taylor, but insisted that part of the deal was that Hedley Taylor went and worked down at the factory and kept continuing to make Hedley Taylor-designed machines with his modifications to the strippers, which were much more efficient. So he went down there and he went on a two-year deal in 1916 and ended up staying to 1953 with no contract. He just stayed on.
But then Hedley Taylor was forgotten.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to say why. I know Dougald Mackay, the great-grandson of H.V. Mackay, does have a theory on that.
He got a little bit swallowed up in the empire of the Sunshine Harvesting Company and the Mackays, and his recognition for what is truly some of the most innovative things that happen in agricultural and harvesting equipment got a little bit lost.
So here you are then in 2014, you go along to this field day, which is really celebrating the genius, if you like, of Hedley Taylor. And then there was a call to arms at the end of that original story in 2014.
Very much, John. Kerry Peach, who ran this day, the farmer fanatic with his extraordinary cavalcade of headers and machines down the ages, he almost said it off camera.
You know, they make monuments of everything. Why can't they make a monument of Hedley Taylor in front of a header? Why can't they do that?
And 4 years later, it's happened.
Yes, indeed. So it's really exciting to see what's come out of this story. At the time the story went to air, there was a call from the office of the Governor of Western Australia. Because we thought it was a joke. Kerry Wells says, oh, you've got a call from the Governor of W. I said, oh, yeah. He just said, oh, we'll get behind. How do we get behind this statue? I went, what?
Wow. Are
you being serious? And, of course, I forgot all about it then. And I've learned a bit about Malcolm McCusker since. He's a fine QC and historian, and he just thought, my gosh, there's something in this. Let's get this thing rolling. So he's really galvanised all these keen people, former farmers and Bruce Taylor, who's a great nephew of Hedley.
This all started from a landline program originally, and someone said we should do a sculpture. And we said, why not? So, yep, it's a long process. It's a long process to get it, to raise the funds till we knew we could get going. And then to get the sculpture exactly right. And we went through a process of selecting an artist. And eventually we selected Paul. And then the work started with this, with the detail.
And who is Paul?
Paul Smits is a young and emerging sculptor. He's got the task of bringing this statue to life.
What was Hedley doing? What was he working on? Which dictates how he's interacting with the anvil? Is he bending steel? Is he hammering something on top of the anvil? Was he left-handed? Was he right-handed? You know, what tools was he using? Was he using a small hammer or a large hammer? It's just dependent on really what he was doing at that time. And we decided that Hedley was working on a cog specific to the header harvester.
This sounds like a costly undertaking.
So it's been about a year in the making in terms of its design right through, let alone the 3 or so years before with this push to make that or get that money raised.
It'll cost $85,000. That's, and we sort of had to get pretty close to that to say yes, go ahead. It's a great story, so the donations pour in when they see the story.
What about old Kerry from the original story, who suggested the idea of a statue or memorial to Hedley Taylor? Was he consulted?
I don't think he was.
Nobody said anything about it, and what I said must have put something in somebody's mind, and they must have thought, you know, this is probably a good idea and take it from there.
How does Kerry feel about the statue?
He's absolutely over the moon because he idolises what Hedley Taylor has achieved and is, like many people, wondering, why don't we know more about this guy?
Oh, I'm over the moon. I'm just so excited about all this. It's just fantastic. I thought, you know, probably nothing will ever come of it, but I was just amazed at what they've done.
Do you think there are any other forgotten Australian inventors out there that need a statue or have really been forgotten to time?
Look, there must be, John. I guess we hear about the stump jump plough and there's other things. I remember coming across this Hedley Taylor story in about a one line in a book years ago. I might have been in my teens, and I said, who's this guy? You know? And it was said that it was one of the world's biggest advances in agriculture. So it always stuck in my mind. So when I heard there was to be a field day, you know, sort of commemorating Hedley Taylor. I thought, my gosh, this is something we've just got to do. So, look, I'm sure there's others out there. I can't, off the top of my head, think of them. There's been some extraordinary innovations in agriculture along the way.
I like Hedley Taylor's motto as well, which was on, I think, a harvester, nil desperandum, Latin for never despair.
I think that's kind of the attitude you had to take. These guys are out in the paddock harvesting with no shade, horses pulling this stuff along. It was just dusty, unrelenting, hard work.
Thank you, Tim Lee.
John, thank you, and nil desperandum, never give up.
You can check out the original story, plus some great behind-the-scenes footage on the ABC Landline website, podcast or Facebook pages.
And a wonderful footnote to that story, the statue to Hedley Taylor was unveiled with much fanfare in September at Henty in southern New South Wales. It stands out the front of the original workshop, which is part of the Hedley Taylor Museum. Amazing what a bit of publicity can do, thanks to John Taylor and the Landline team.